Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News the Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back. We've been talking about how to hear from God, and now we're about to get where the rubber meets the road. Now, if you're like me, you might be tempted to jump ahead to this message, but I'm strongly encouraging you that anything that we've ministered up to this point, you need to get a hold of, and you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen. It's absolutely free. But you'll be able to listen to all the messages there that built up to this. And that's important because a lot of what we're going to begin to talk to today about, you need everything from the beginning to motivate you to understand it and to push forward. Okay. Now, we've begun to talk. Now, this is where we're at. This is where we're going. There is a general will of God, which has been written in His Word. Okay, and that's the will of God for all of us. If you see it in there in the New Testament, that's what you are called to walk out. No question about it. God and His Word are one. God's Word is the language of Spirit. The more time you spend in the Word, the easier it'll be to identify His Spirit. Now, all that being said, okay, there's also the specific things you need to know about your life. Should I take this job or not? Should I speak up now or not? Should I go on this trip or not? Or you're headed down a road and all of a sudden, you know, is this what you should be doing? What we're going to be getting into from this point forward is how to do that and hear accurately from the Spirit of God. Not only that, how to judge all the other things we've been talking about, whether it's the inward voice, whether it's dreams or visions, angels, whether it's a word from man, any of those things that we've talked about, an audible voice, any of those things we've talked about, this is going to give you the means to identify whether that's God or not. It'll also give you the means to identify whether or not that somebody's twisting the scriptures. And that's important. You know, I strongly encourage you, everything that I'm saying, to get your Bible out. And if you're driving right now, or if you're just listening, that's awesome. But make a note of the scriptures. Go back and read it. Don't believe it because I say it. Believe it because the Bible says it. Okay? So, let's get into this, though. And I want to kind of provoke your thinking a little bit. Here we're in Romans chapter 8, once again, he says, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Now, let's stop right there because I want to get you thinking a little bit, okay? His Spirit is going to bear witness with your spirit. Now, we've already talked about that could come through what we saw with Peter, that all of a sudden you just know something. Okay. But there's going to be some more to it that's going to require you to be a bit more sensitive. And I'll explain some practical things you can do with that coming up. But I want you to think of it in this line, okay? We talked about the fact that you are a spirit. Now, when you were born again, you were given the life and the nature of God Himself, okay? And Jesus lives on the inside of you. Christ in us, the expectation of the glory of God. Jesus is in there, all right? Now, think of bearing witness in one respect. If He's in there and you all are basically, let's say, we're, for lack of a better term, and you'll forgive me for saying it this way, but you guys are roommates on the inside of you, okay? Let me give you a better example, like from my wife, because, you know, the Bible talks about if you can rightly discern a man and his wife, you can rightly discern the body of Christ. Well, my wife and I live in the same house. We sleep in the same bed. That shouldn't be a shock to anybody, okay? Now, we have an intimacy level that's beyond any intimacy level that we have with any other person, Okay, we're best friends. Do we argue? Yes, sometimes we do. We do our best not to let strife in, but we also have a relationship such that we talk things out and communicate rather than just sweeping them under the rug. Okay, so now my wife, it's interesting. We could be, say we were talking to you and you say something really weird, okay? I don't even have to look at my wife. If I'm being attentive to her, and what I mean by being attentive, well, you just said you weren't looking at her. Well, yeah, but I'm aware she's present. I know she's there. And then when something gets weird said, I start thinking about, wonder how she took that, right? So I'm aware and I know she's right there with me. Well, I have to tell you, there's a lot of times I don't have to look at her and I don't even have to ask her a question to find out how she thought about something, because the very atmosphere in the room can change. And that's not just her. That's true of me. You ever been in a room when you said something and nobody else has said anything, but it's like all of a sudden the brakes got put on, or somebody said something really dumb, and as they're saying something really dumb, everybody in the room reacts, and I'm not saying they said anything, it's just like they stiffen up, and I mean it the room starts to feel heavy. Well, here's the thing. Words didn't need to be spoken for that to happen. You know, a lot of times, to be honest, because my wife and I have our level of intimacy, we don't have to talk about certain things because I already know what she thinks. Now, there was a process getting there, right? I got to know her. I spent time with her. But on the other side of it, that's the same thing you should be doing with the Lord and His Word. You should be spending time in the Word. You should be fellowshipping with Him in the Word. That's getting to know Him. So there'll be certain things to come up that you know how He thinks about it, right? Because you've already discussed it. You've got a relationship. But then there'll be certain things that you might not know, and you're trying to figure out what to do. Well, remember, you have a roommate on the inside of you. And I'm just using that term just as a description, right? Just like Jesus said about fishers of men, that he didn't mean to take hooks and line and go out and start catching people and dragging them in. It was just an expression. And I'm using that word roommate the exact same way. I'm trying to get you to remember Jesus is in there all the time. And so the more intimate, the more you become aware of that, the more sensitive you become to that, the easier it is for you to begin to understand how he's viewing something. Same way with my wife, right? When she bristles at something somebody's doing, then it doesn't need words to express it. I just have to be paying attention to the fact she's present and that she's in the room. Now, is that easily missed? Oh, you betcha it is. Because if you become self-centered and self-interested and you start ignoring your spouse and don't pay any attention to them, I mean, they can be pitching a fit and you won't even know it. And a lot of times, quite frankly, that's what people are wanting out of the Lord, for him to pitch a fit. The best way to illustrate it is this. Years ago, we used to, one of the big things people used to ask me to pray about was, I want you to pray that I would have a desire to get into the Word of God. And you know what? I would actually pray that for people. I'd spend a lot of time praying that for people. And then one day, the Lord checked me on the inside and he says, no, don't pray for that, because they already have a desire to get in the Word. One, because he was in there. And two, because if they didn't have a desire to get in the Word, why would they be asking me to pray that they get into the Word? So obviously the desire is there. No, the truth of the matter was, is they already had a desire to get into the Word. They just weren't yielding to it. They just weren't saying, I'm yielding to this and not to anything else. And see, that's the same as true. You know, that really what they wanted was is for God to get them in a bulldog, you know, a neck crank, and force their head down into the Bible. And you're not lifting your head till you get in this. Well, that's not him. That's not who he is. And so you're asking him to behave in a way he's not. So a lot of times when people are saying, well, if it's God, and you're going to find out over these next few days, you're going to have to be paying attention, because you could miss some major landmarks in your life if you, because this bearing of the witness of your spirit, his spirit bearing witness of your spirit, requires you to pay attention to him, requires you to focus on him, requires for you to be looking on the inside at him. Now, if you're not going to do that, you're going to miss this. I'm just telling you. And that'll make sense as we go along. But let me say this. The more you look at it, the more sensitive you become. You know, it's like I used to be around people that were in television. And it was weird because they would see it, look at the TV, and they'd say, well, that's got too much blue or that's got too much red. Now, it looked fine to me, but to them, because they were so sensitive to the colors, they could see what I couldn't see. That's especially true when we're talking about him bearing witness. If you're not looking in there at the Lord, where he came to live on the inside of you, you're going to miss it. You can be looking at the television screen and can't even see it because you're not looking for him. And in just a few moments, Michael, our announcer, he's going to talk to you about how to have Jesus come live on the inside of you. That is the most important decision you will ever make. That is, and if you've been away from God, you need to make a decision. Not only that, he's going to tell you about free gifts that we have for you. But you, in order for everything I'm about to teach to work, for you not to go astray, you've got to receive Jesus and allow him to become one with you and for you to be born again. Okay? Now, or you to be one with him. So please pay very close attention to what Michael's about to share. It is the most important decision you will ever make.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me, and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say, with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and making this provision for me, so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you, and we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe.